log of cases. The delegation indicated that the backlog of cases before the courts has been reduced. We were already aware of that. And in fact, in my question, I did begin by congratulating Macau, China on that reduction, which was achieved by making legal and administrative changes to the system. But what I was asking about was whether we could have data on the last 2 years so that we could check whether that trend has been maintained over time, because the most up-to-date information that we have dates back to 30th of June 2020, and 2 years have elapsed since then. So we'd like to know whether this trend relating to the reduction in the backlog has been maintained, whether the COVID-19 pandemic may have impacted that reduction in backlog of cases, as has occurred in other countries, for example. So I would be interested to obtain those data, and if that's not possible now, perhaps we could receive the data in the 48-hour period at the end of the constructive dialogue in writing. I was interested to hear the delegation's response, according to which, in the first instance, Chinese tends to be used and Portuguese tends to be used in the second instance. They too also said that if somebody doesn't understand a particular language, an interpreter is provided. Of course, if someone is accused of a crime, they do need an interpreter, regardless of whether they speak Chinese, Portuguese, or any other language that isn't used there. What I was referring to was more the situation regarding languages in the courts and the languages that can be used by citizens. What do I mean by that? Well, according to the information that we've received in the state party's response, citizens may use either Chinese or Portuguese, and I understand that that option can be used in civil proceedings where citizens opt to be party to the proceedings. What I'd like to know is whether in civil proceedings Portuguese is used more than Chinese or vice versa. Could that information be provided? Finally, the delegation itself and Mr. Chang Huohua said that the law of judicial organization doesn't contain clear provisions on the appointment of judges. I would like to know whether that assertion relates to the appointment of the judges that are selected to train this group of judges that have to hand down decisions on crimes falling under the purview of the law on national security, or whether that is a general statement regarding the appointment of judges in general in Macau, China. I think the best thing would be if the delegation could describe what system is in place for the appointment of judges in general, and what system is in place for the appointment of judges that are called upon to hear cases relating to crimes that fall under the purview of the law on national security. Perhaps you could explain those two systems. How are they appointed in general, and how are they appointed particularly if they have to hear cases of that type relating to the law on national security? Thank you.
Muchas gracias, señora presidenta.
Thank you very much, Chair. And thank you very much to the delegation as well for the clarity of its responses. I'd like to come back to one issue.